Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures ended mixed today. We had corn up 0.75 cents in December at 321.5. November soybeans up 4.25, 917.5. And about a 15-cent range for the November beans. They did make new lows. We went as low as $9.04 earlier in the day, but did rebound nicely about 13 cents off that to close up the 4.25 at 17.5. Wheat futures were mixed with Kansas City down about a half cent. July 15 was about unchanged at 559.25. Chicago wheat, on the other hand, was a touch higher. Anywhere from 1 to 3 and 4 cents higher, with December wheat being up 1 cent at 4.78¾. The thing that drove the markets today was mainly technical trading. The market seemed to shrug off any chance of rain over the next 6 to 10 days, which is just slightly above normal, and that could possibly slow down harvest. But the market shrugged that off and paid more attention to the technical factors today, as the markets are oversold in all three, corn, wheat, and beans. It could rally significantly and still be in a downtrend just due to the fact that the market has sold off so much.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The ethanol production report showed a drop in production down to 6.167 million barrels. Stocks for the year did increase just a little bit, but about the same as they've been over the last few weeks. And profit margins in Iowa in terms of dollars per bushel are just over 40 cents a bushel. So that's really calmed down, and we're at the lowest point in over a year for profit margins and ethanol. The next USDA report will be October 10th, and they'll update the corn yield and bean yield. Most people are saying that both of those will be higher, with soybeans being around 47 bushels an acre and corn somewhere around 175, which would both be or just add to the record yield expected and record carryouts, etc. It's really surprising here that we've seen such a large crop, and the price move we've seen over the last several months, really since about May, the amount of changes we've seen have just been unprecedented. Now, we're also seeing the effect of this corn harvest, looming corn harvest, on the price of cattle. As people in the Midwest decide what they want to do with the corn they're producing, they've been buying cattle to feed it, and so they're creating their own demand for corn somewhat in that aspect.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle 242 higher at 165.90. February up 190 at 165.87. November feeder cattle $3 higher at 238.05. January up $3 at 231.77. December lean hogs 35 higher at 94.87. And February up 142 at 91.85. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat down a half at 557 and a half. March down a quarter at 561 and a half. December Chicago wheat up 1 1/4 at 479. March up 1 3/4 at 492 and a quarter. December corn up a half at 321 and a quarter. March up a half at 334. November soybeans up 3 1/2 at 916 and 3/4. January up 3 3/4 at 925. October cotton 80 higher at 62.76. December up 79 at 62.16. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.